In the news, as classes resume Monday at the University of Idaho, police have reported a big uptick in calls for welfare checks. Since November 13th, the day the four U of I students were found slain in an off-campus house, the Moscow Police Department has received 78 calls for unusual circumstances and 36 requests for welfare checks. For the entire month of October, those call numbers totaled 70 and 18, respectively. Elsewhere, police are defending their slow release of information. Only vetted information that doesn't hinder the investigation will be released to the public, said the Moscow PD. Their speculation without factual backing, stoking community fears, and spreading false facts, said the department. With that in mind, tonight the U of I is hosting a vigil starting at 5 o'clock. Also, the U of I Boise will correspond with Moscow's vigil time start to honor the memories of Ethan, Kaylee, Zanna, and Madison. Although the vigil was initially scheduled to be outside, with the weather, it's been moved indoors to the Kibbe Activity Center in Moscow. In other news, the U.S. Forest Service is selling Christmas tree permits. You can get them in offices throughout North Idaho or online through recreation.gov. They're $5 each for each permit holder. 3 permits are allowed per household. Online purchases will cost $2.50 with the administrative fee. Again, to get that Christmas tree permit online, just go to recreation.gov. That's the news. I'm Jeff McLean.